welcome. Welcome to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is actually January 28th, 2023. Wow, the month is just about up. And I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. I'm the director of Vaccination Liberation, a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on injections of all kinds, actually, specifically vaccinations, but even today's jab, anything that the government says is good to inject in you, you have to question. And obviously, it's being censored incredibly today, and the truth is coming out thanks to Elon Musk, in a sense. You know, they've had to face the tune, but we want everyone in our circle of friends and everyone not in our circle of friends and our family to actually be aware and to make the only informed choice, which is complete avoidance and refusal. So we have a website, vaccinetruth.com is our banner website, but that leads you to vaclib.org, vaclib.org as our main website, short for Vaccination Liberation. So, and then we have vaccinetruth.net also mirrors our exemption pages where we have both lawful and legal exemptions. There is a difference. My business website is humbleweed.net. That's where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of massive poisoning of all kinds. So that's why I call the show Immunize Wisely. A lot of people think immunize means vaccines. It does not. It means to strengthen and protect our immune function wisely. It's not really an immune system. It's really our immune function because, you know, it's not like an organ system. You know, the endocrine system, you know, the circulatory system, the digestive system, but all those systems do make up, the health of those systems make up the health and vitality of our natural immunity, and that's what we want to achieve so that we can, you know, detoxify from the poisons we're thrown at. And this is why we have a cancer epidemic. People are inundated with poisons, and our cells are no longer able to deal with the onslaught, especially if we don't get the proper hydration, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that today. I purposely did not get a guest. I've been, you know, it takes actually a lot of time to find a guest that you want. And there are several guests I want to have, but sometimes just getting the right contact, you know, getting a good phone number or a good email. And, you know, they have a lot of times you're dealing with a contact form. A lot of those contact forms are just, I had a contact form on my Humbleweed website. I couldn't get rid of it fast enough. It was constantly plagued by bots and solicitations and very little, you know, real contact people. So, I mean, you know, for every like 25, I'd get someone who actually wanted to contact me and then weeding through those. So, you know, I did that a few times, you know. Thank you, Robin, for suggesting this gentleman from the J6ers, but another contact form. So if anybody wants me to have a guest, if you could contact them directly and have them contact me directly, that would really be helpful. Seriously, because I'm not that hard to get a hold of. Most people have access to my phone number. They certainly have access to my email. So, you know, that's always really helpful if you want me to interview a specific person or topic. But in the meantime, there's a lot to cover on this show. You know, I like to utilize the chat room. You know, thank you, Mer Bailey, for creating it and always adding great stuff there. To participate in our chat, go to immunizewisely.chatango.com. And, you know, I really like having it there because, you know, I've gone back a week later, even 2 weeks later, and I've been able to scroll up and find something that someone else posted or that I posted that I kind of lost in, you know, either I accidentally erased it or it's somewhere in my emails because I sent it to someone else, and I can just go to that chat room and there it is. It's great. I really like it. So, yeah, I think it's important to support this network for sure. You know, I find out all kinds of things that go on the network. I don't listen to every single show, but I know, you know, there's been a lot of controversy over, you know, even me introducing the Itera Care Wand. And I'm going to actually start out with that a little bit, even though there's some important news items. I just want to like get that off my chest. You know, I was excited about it because I was looking for a remedy for my daughter. She, for the first time, was exposed excessively to wireless for her job. She was living in, you know, roommate situations where she couldn't realistically turn the wireless off at night, and so she was exposed a lot during the day when she was doing her work at a computer, needing the wireless, and then at nighttime, you know, she didn't really turn it off because there are roommates that wanted access to it at, you know, maybe all hours of the night, so it was not realistic that she could turn it off. And she had an injury in her shoulder that it was an old injury, created a weakness in the body. It was a bicycle accident, but anyhow, she had a weakness in her shoulder. She was developing a calcium buildup in that area where she couldn't lift her arm. It was painful just to lift it. And that's a really common, a lot of people will call it frozen shoulder, but it's also a buildup of calcium related to this microwave radiation we're all exposed to, and varying degrees, by the way. So I couldn't tell her to not be in a wireless environment, but I needed to figure out what I could do to minimize that. And that was going to take care of the problem without going to get these horrific injections of who knows what to dissolve the calcium so that she could use her arm again. And she found herself in Mexico City last winter. It was an emergency. She couldn't lift her arm, so she got some injection. It was much cheaper there. Well, 6 months later, the exact same thing came back, and they couldn't believe the amount of calcium build up. Of course, I had to explain to her when I did see her face to face that that's a result of the wireless, and it's actually pulling calcium from your bones. So you really need to like pay attention and reduce your exposure. Well, the wand came into my life thanks to Robin, Renee, and I mean, I just on a lark, I just felt like this was the thing I needed to get. And she ended up buying one, and she's not getting any more of those injections, and it is reducing the radiation load in her body, and she's noticing the effects. So praise God for that. I'm really happy about it because, you know, for, you know, having my only child who's 37 and never having anything. I mean, I fought the PKU test at birth. It was a requirement in Arizona for all new parents to have their kids be pricked and given a PKU test. And I said, absolutely not. It's an unjust law. You know, I know all about PKU, and she's not allergic to my breast milk, and it's just a rare anomaly, and she's hermetically sealed by God, and I'm not doing it. So that was my first argument with my husband, who wanted to do everything that was by the law. But anyway, there were other ones, of course. That's why we're divorced. So anyway, I've always been a rebel, you know, for a just cause, as anyone who knows me can attest to that. So anyway, moving on, I'm very thankful for this device because I found that most of the testimonies I'm getting is very clear that it is reducing that microwave radiation load on their body, because many people have what we call microwave syndrome. And in fact, most of the health problems you see today can be correlated to the buildup of microwave radiation in people's bodies. There's certainly a strong connection. So I deal with that a lot, actually, in Humbleweed. You know, if anyone buys products from me and asks for some advice, I tell them exactly what's going on and why. And especially if you have cancer, your exposure really accelerates the spread of cancer cells, because your cells can't really function to restore your health, detox, hydrate, all that stuff well, unless you have at least the 8 hours when you're sleeping in your room free of that onslaught. So I tell people the very first thing you do is you turn off your router. And the second thing you do, you only turn on your router if you have to use it. And then you note your exposures, whether it's a smart meter or whatever it is. And I, we had Keith on the show. I don't know if you remember him. He has EMF Remedy. Anyway, EMFRemedy.com. And he had pretty severe, from being an EMT, he was, he had quite severe electrical sensitivity and didn't realize it. His doctor, after 5 years, never put two and two together. He had to put two and two together and actually educate his doctor. And he's in his third house, the one he actually built to be completely free of any kind of pulsing waves from HARP or microwave radiation or anything. So, dirty electricity. He built the cleanest house that's probably ever been built, based on his research, and he told everyone in the audience that it was the first time his arthritic symptoms completely disappeared, where he's always had underlying arthritic symptoms, and they actually totally disappeared. And so that really kind of woke people up, because he had done everything else. He's very, conscious of the foods he eats. And he admitted to even being in the middle of reading the Mitochondriac Manifesto, which, I was recommending because it's such a fascinating book. And that also explains why many people are getting good results with the Itera Care devices. Because it's feeding your cells exactly what they need to function optimally and reducing the microwave radiation load. So, we have varying stories, of course. We have the FLCCC, I think that's, another organization. There's American Frontline Doctors, and there's this other, ones with Pierre Corey. And these doctors are making quite a bit of money, frankly. That's how they keep their organization going, with this network of doctors, helping people recover from their COVID vax injuries. Many people go to them, and they, of course, they don't want any competition, but then their competition are people that are, shamelessly hawking a product without any clear direction, and really clearly giving medical advice that this is going to, reverse your vaccine injuries. And while several people that are vaccine injured certainly have gotten results, they're using it as directed. They're using it slowly. They're not doing, 107 minutes at one time, the very first time they're using it. And there's so many things about it that you need to learn from other people, how to use it the best way. You got to make sure you're drinking plenty of the wanted water, and everyone's results are going to be different. And there's a lot of factors involved. You don't want to have it around metal. We already talked about, the mercury fillings in your mouth. But there's other things, too. Not everyone's going to have, good results. So it's good to approach anything new with caution. I know my results have been really good for me. And I use it probably 15 to 20 minutes in the evening, and I wand all my water. So, you know, but that's me. And there are days that I skip it. I don't use it like all the time, but I know it strengthened my immune function for sure. I haven't, you know, had any sign of being ill, and I don't always take care of my health in the best way possible either. And then, you know, Dean Lloyd reminded me of, you know, what he calls rational fasting. And I know several people that have been exposed a lot to the spike protein. And some people react really, really badly being around someone that's been double vaxxed, especially if they're going to a healthcare practitioner, whether it's a chiropractor or a medical doctor or a dentist or a dental hygienist that's been double vaxxed. Those kind of exposures, you know, in close contact for, you know, long periods of time, you know, can certainly, you know, take its toll on people's health if you're not really paying attention to what you're doing. So this is why, you know, one of the best things for, you know, dealing with that shedding onto you of spike protein, which I've known a few people, like I said, who have gotten very, very, very ill. And while I've been around a couple of vaccine people in close proximity, you know, kissed and hugged these people, it's never been for, you know, huge amounts of time. You know, been in the same car with vaxxed people, you know, but, you know, not like, you know, I don't know, maybe some of these people are just much more sensitive, but I know for myself, you know, there's certain things that I generally take, not on a daily basis, but, you know, iodine, the sulfur, the oil of wild oregano, those are huge to me to boost your immune system, as well as NAC. I mean, that's why the FDA stomped all over NAC before this whole COVID thing was unleashed on us, you know, before 2020, is because it was discovered that NAC or N-acetyl-L-cysteine would actually block the jabs working in you, creating the whole spike protein. It would actually protect your body from the damages, you know, caused by the jab. So anyway, you know, that's a supplement that I actually will put in smoothies, that extra zinc. You know, there's, you know, also, of course, you know, lots of vitamin C is helpful, vitamin E, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, nutrients that you just want to have generally. But, you know, if you don't have those kind of resources, water fasting is pretty amazing. And, you know, it just takes usually by the end of the second day, you know, maybe even the, you know, right around. Anyway, I think we're coming up on a break. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Ingrid on Immunize Wisely.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. So I'm soloing, so anyone can call in at any time, although I do have some news items. I was a perfect timing to get off that topic. I bless Michael Herzog and RBN for wanting to sell these devices. I don't know anything about the comparison. I know what Price International is selling is a quality that I like. But, I can't make any excuses for other distributors and their ethics. Even someone in my upline that, has questionable ethics. So, I'm not making any excuses for how other people market. I'm very straight up. And anyone that knows me, I'm very straight up. So, I did sell a wand to a gal that was double Pfizer vaxxed. A very close friend of mine. She's doing well. I actually told her some of the controversy. I'm probably going to give her some more information because we have a win we're celebrating in our county. We had AT&T. It's been an ugly battle with the county. Our county has a silly 3-page ordinance. When it comes to tech and wireless, you've got to have a solid ordinance or you're going to be run over. They have endless amounts of money, just like Big Pharma, and they lie through their teeth at every step, and they've been bullying the commissioners, and at the very it was a miracle that there was a 2-to-1 vote, because one of the commissioners that always represents us, we always think a woman, voted against it, and then she was rumored to be in favor because they didn't want a lawsuit from AT&T to the county. And then we're like, oh my gosh, when I at the last hearing, I was thinking they're not bringing up the you know, August 13th, 2021 win between, you know, Environmental Health Trust and the FCC. And that was in federal court, and it's good, you know, I mean, that's a precedent-setting case. And, it, you know, 11,000 pages of documentation on health and safety. And the judge, you know, demanded that they, the FCC needs to update their 1996, you know, Telecommunications Act. So anyway, it's a whole thing, but we're celebrating because that just happened Thursday. A lot happened Thursday, actually, but that just happened Thursday in Kootenai County, Idaho. So we're celebrating tomorrow afternoon. We're all pretty happy because, you know, they had hired attorneys for, you know, to keep this tower. It was, you know, going to affect 300 homes, and they were literally just going to empty out the neighborhood if that went through. Nobody was going to put up with it. Yeah, it was, and it was the worst location possible. I mean, danger, talk about fire danger, everything. It was really quite unbelievable, you know, because they were ignoring their own, the county's ordinances by allowing this. I mean, there we had a solid lawsuit against them that big tech could not win against. So, yeah, so they finally figured it out. Huh, thank God. So that leads us to get them to get a better ordinance, you know, like one in one of the small cities in this county, the 56-page one. If anybody wants to, you know, get involved in their own state in this issue, I would encourage you to go to Wire America, WIREAmerica.com. Lots of information there is there, and the guy who runs the website, you can certainly consult with him. He's an expert, and he knows all the right attorneys, everyone, you know, very, very solid. He was really the reason that Dalton Gardens got the best – Dalton Gardens, the small town I was talking about, in they have the 56-page model ordinance for the whole country. So, you know, that's our claim to fame here. So, anyway, that's a little bit of my own life. But, you know, there's really interesting things going on in Utah I wanted to bring up. DefendingUtah.org. So I wanted to bring that up because there's, if you live in Utah, I would certainly encourage you to go there because they're networking the whole state on freedom issues. But this one article they're highlighting, it's now a big court case. Very interesting. The real Utah heroes. So after the commercial break, I'm going to bring that up because it's, they are the real Utah heroes, you know, but it's a very, it's a great story.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Welcome back. So I'm talking about what's going on in Utah. Man, there's a lot going on in Utah, actually. But it's pretty exciting what these people, they're pretty ballsy. And yeah, they made some money. And, you have to admit that at least they were making money for a righteous cause. But a surgeon and a nurse and a couple other people, they decided to destroy a bunch of COVID shots to protect people that needed to get a jab for some whatever reason, for their job or school or whatever, even ones that parents that thought they were doing a good thing and bringing their children in because it was recommended by the CDC, they were given a saline solution. Someone apparently reported them. Anyhow, they destroyed quite a bit. now they're, there's a lot of people that want to defend them because they know how deadly these shots are. And so, of course, ABC reported the defendants are scheduled for their initial appearance in court on January 26th at 2 p.m. So that was a couple days ago. And they wanted everyone to act. And I don't have an update, but they call them local Utah heroes. And, if you were just to go to Utah, I think it's realutahheroes.com or .org. But if you go to Real Utah Heroes, you should be able – realutahheroes.com, it redirects to another page. But I thought it was great to get that domain. anyway, they're, of course, these people claim that they've saved, you know, thousands of children and adults from a sentence of heart disease and even death, while mainstream media have gone wild in a few short days declaring that these heroes are a threat to public health. So this is, you know, really, it's really becoming a war, an information war. In the fake pandemic environment where everyone was being forced through fraud, deceit, confusion, and fear to inject poison into their bodies at the threat of their lives, their freedom, and ability to provide for their families, the allegations say that Utah individuals and parents could come to them if they had a referral from someone else and receive papers that they received a shot without having to actually receive a shot. And now they had their papers. Just like Jews in Nazi Germany getting fake papers so they could move about freely without being labeled a Jew. Their actions were as noble and honorable as the World War II actions of, you know, a couple of these other Germans. Ironically, as the federal government has indicated, I'm sorry, has indicted them on various charges. The reality is that there is nothing more lawful, more brave, or more loyal, or more moral than for a medical professional to risk his own safety and security in order to honor his Hippocratic oath to do no harm to his patients. So while they have arguably earned eternal rewards for their defense of children, an earthly movement, let me see, anyway, it looks like we have a caller, but anyone can go there themselves, you know. This, they were all operating from the Plastic Surgery Institute of Utah, and so anyway, it was a Utah plastic surgeon who destroyed the vaccines. And so he's the main person in there, and there's like all kinds of news reports in Eastern Idaho and Salt Lake City Tribune, et cetera, et cetera. So let's see. I should be checking the chat room. It looks like we do have a caller, and I think, yeah, I believe Sam's going to be back in a minute. So we have Francis in North Carolina. Welcome to the show, Francis.
Hello, young lady.
How are you?
I think I'm here. It's that time of day, so, and during a weekend, so go figure. Just keeping my insanity intact, given all the supposedly sane things that are going on in the world, which it's not.
So right. Anyway,
With that being said,
I'm just giving a little bit of – I just thought I'd give you a little bit of good news, you know, even though they're going through the evil court system.
Well, that's fantastic news, because one thing, these medical professionals, and I can actually say that they are professional, that they would actually – one thing, they need to be released. There should not be the court hearing should be absolved or whatever the legal terminology is. They should not be brought up on any charges whatsoever and released, because considering the fact that they are honoring their Hippocratic Oath. I mean, I applaud them highly, literally.
Right.
I applaud them, because if I was out there and I learned that they had done that, my dear, I would be at their door giving them whatever is needed or whatever to help them continue their work as a medical professional, because, quite frankly, I've not heard anybody being so brave enough to do that in the medical profession. And if there is, then I missed it somewhere. But
well, this is the whole thing, Francis, is that they have a call to action. They wanted everyone to go to court, for one, and, you know, if anything, you know, make everyone aware outside, you know, the courthouse, or, you know, demand amnesty, stand together. You know, they don't want these people locked up, because they're really you know, pushing the issue here, that the real people that need to be locked up are the people that push this tyranny, knowing how harmful it was harmful to children. Children were never at risk for COVID in the first place, and that's proven. And so, yeah, you know, it's really coming to a head now, the war. And yeah, there was this one article actually on the RB Head news feed. I would have to look it up, but it was you know, basically the vaccinated are now, you know, a little bit like, why did the ones that didn't get the jab, why didn't you warn us? I did the best I could. I did the best I could. But you know what? These people that were dogging about getting the jab, they were dogging about getting the jab. They did not want to hear. You know, I know of a woman that, you know, wishes she didn't, but there were several people that told her not to, and she did it anyway.
Yeah.
So,
if anything, the people organization that put out that tripe, that it's the fault of the people that were not shot, jabbed, or whatever, it's their fault that they got ill or whatever because of the shot, jab, and not kept them from getting it. It's like, excuse me, don't come here passing your guilt trip on me. I don't accept it. For one thing,
right.
When I go to address somebody that's contemplating getting it or did get it, I'm like, I just shake my head when thinking, oh my gosh, can't believe you did that. But they never question it. So I'm like, okay. I mean, I cannot interfere with someone else's free will. I can advise, help give some advice or insight, but I cannot tell them, no, don't go and do it, because that's the only thing they're going to do is they're going to force them to go ahead and do it, even though they're being pressured by peer pressure. Oh, if you want to do this or do that, you need to get this shot, jab, or whatever. And so, I mean, the same thing was with the face diaper and so forth. I had people talk about in the store, oh, they don't have a face diaper. Oh, it was a whole diatribe I'll spare you the thought of. But, I mean, it's now the aspect of which I'm looking forward to hearing about, the aspect of shedding in a few moments from you, whenever that might, what that entails. But as far as the electronics are concerned, as you alluded to earlier, or mentioned earlier, if people are having an issue with the smart meter, hopefully mm-hmm. they had warning about it being installed on their residence or whatever the case is, or business.
Mm-hmm.
They can get, and it's probably not going to be brought to their attention by the electric company, they can get a written medical waiver to the effect that due to health reasons, the smart meter would adversely affect their health and whatever profession it is by a medical professional. And they can send that in, and thus they are, they're cleared of it. They do not have to worry about it being installed.
Well, if you know someone that's going to do that, some medical professional that'll do that, you let me know. I would like to know of that person anywhere in the country.
Oh, well, the one I got from is in the country. They're actually here in North Carolina. And I had gotten that a few years back when they first started coming out with installing the smart meter. And come to find out, from one of the technicians that go around reading the meters, they're so glad that we never changed it, because there has been so many problems that they have reported on other people's homes that do have it, between medical to also billing. Their billing has skyrocketed because
yep.
of it. And so they've had to go and fight that. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is a nightmare. But to say the least, I don't doubt that the smart meter probably has, as well as the 5G, has an effect with the shot jab when someone actually goes and bothers to volunteer themselves as a guinea pig.
Okay, now what we have here, it depends on what, you know, smart, the definition you have. We have PLC that are digital, and it pulses through the house. And
right.
It's not smart because it's not wirelessly. What they're technically saying is smart is something that where they're getting the readings wirelessly, you know,
right.
from the meter. And those ones tend to have wrong readings. But, you know, the PLC, the power line communication ones, where they're the wiring in your house generally isn't, you know, designed for carrying data. And
right.
it'll contribute to dirty electricity. And it's usually the way they set it up is that every
right.
5 minutes, this wave is going through your house collecting data
right.
from your appliances and what you're
exactly.
using. And so
exactly.
that's what they're having up here primarily, because a lot of the places are far apart and some are a little bit out in the country. So they haven't transitioned quite to, you know, just doing everything through the air, you know.
Well, there you go.
The chapters and stuff.
It's all basically doing the same thing, but just a different terminology or whatever the case might be.
Well,
but people
ones
have
that
to
are, be, the ones sorry. That they're what your utility is deeming as smart. I mean, do you have a digital or do you have a analog?
It's a digital. It's not analog, and they
okay.
can read it. And they could have read the distance, but since we did not change it, we don't have to worry about it.
Okay, there's no one coming out and reading it. See, if they're not coming out
bingo.
And physically reading it, then
bingo.
They are actually, all that communication is being done through the electric wires in your house. I mean, I'm just being, you know, just frank
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
That's a digital it. Meter as opposed to an analog meter will actually do the power line communication. And
there you go.
So
that
I'm just saying,
sounds, yeah.
I want an analog, and I knew someone that fought the digital one that
right.
you know pulses through your house and
right.
kept his analog, and he took it to court.
I can't blame him. I
that,
would too.
Huh?
I would too.
Right. Well, that was in Washington with the same company, and I'm not sure exactly what he did. He's very private and hard to get a hold of. I actually physically saw his analog and that he was with Avista, I was like, well, wait a minute, what'd you do? And he's just really legally savvy, but very private. So
there
I hope he's
go.
Not, could be listening
there
to the show. He found
yeah.
out about when I had more, I was advertising Martin Paul being, you know, at the university in, was, you know, over 2 years ago. It was in 2020 when he was at the University of Gonzaga, is our Catholic university in Spokane, and he came and he found out about it from the show. And I thought, he could be listening for all I know. Anyway, if you're listening, call me sometime, you know, because, yeah, I've never taken care of that and I need to. But anyway. So
indeed.
It looks like
well,
we got a couple of callers. So I was going to talk about some more things, but thank you, Francis. I really appreciate it.
Well,
go
with
ahead.
That being said, I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple macaroni in the variant. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Francis. That's sweet. So we have Rhonda in Missouri. Welcome to the show, Rhonda.
Hi, Ingrid. I have a question regarding the American with Disabilities Act. Are you familiar? I mean,
yes.
Okay, so my sister works for a quadriplegic, and, you know, it snowed. I think it snowed like an inch, and he lives right up the street, and everybody in our surrounding area was still able to have access to internet, phone. You know, they bundle it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ours was out for 3 days in a, you know, straight. His was out for 6. And so I called up the, you know, internet provider, and I said, you know, he can't, I get the whole entertainment thing, although he's paralyzed from the waist down. So, you know, internet, television, that's entertainment. But the phone, I said, if the phone goes out, he can't call for help, you know. So I
but
said, how are you?
So he had power, but his internet and phone were all hooked together, and that was out for 6 days, right?
No, the internet was down because they tried to tell me I could get a battery backup for him.
Okay, wait. He had electricity, right?
Yeah. The electric was on.
But he had no... So his internet and phone were connected. Is what you,
well, it's separate.
I mean,
how they connected the electric to the... if the electric goes off, you don't have anything. You don't have...
I get that. But, you know, I have the same company for my internet and phone. So
okay.
it's a bundle.
But sometimes your electric could be on, and the for whatever reason, somebody had a telephone pole, or, you know, a part went out, and they're trying to fix it. But this was for like 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I asked them, aren't they required to provide him some sort of system that he can still access, you know, in the case of an emergency, because he couldn't call his staff or anything for help. He was kind of stuck there alone, which would freak me out. But anyway, so they said, you can go to another company. And I said, but aren't you required by law through the ADA to provide a service that, because they said they have an accessibility department that will help somebody who's blind or has vision impairment or hearing impaired, but they could, you know, forget the paralyzed people. They, you know, and I told them, I said, look, more and more people are getting disabled from the shot, and they're going to need some sort of consideration when it comes to telecommunications, specifically phone. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, if he has some kind of legal savvy or anything, I mean, he could bring a lawsuit. I mean, if it were me, I would, and he does now have the internet, I would be going to How to Win in Court and spending his time on entertainment, actually studying, and bring a lawsuit.
No, right? I told him, I said, I'm going to get it fixed, because the internet service provider was like, well, like, what are you asking us to do? Go back to the copper wire? I said, what a great idea.
Right, well.
He's saying that.
I mean, the thing is these companies will not be held accountable unless you actually bring a winnable type of lawsuit into court.
Do you think that's a good case to?
I think he could win it.
Okay, I mean, I didn't know if I should contact
him. Do some kind of action, because a lot of no one's gonna comply with all the ADA type of requirements. I mean, he should contact someone in the government and see if, and then tell them that they need to comply. And if they don't, then, you know, I mean, they need to get pressured by someone who is an advocate for those disabled.
That would be me.
Right. Well, then
I was on the phone with them, and well, I'm like, hey.
Yeah, that's what you would do. So you do a little research and get someone on board to make sure that his internet and phone provider are, able to provide him with some backup, and that it's by law. But you have to actually do that research yourself, and if they aren't willing to do that, or, you know, a lot of them are like thankful that they're notified. You know, they realize that they have to meet that requirement. But if they're not thankful, then you go ahead and, you know, be willing to take them to court. But I think everyone in this day and age, you don't want to actually use their courts, but if it has to do with, some of these companies and that they are required by, the Americans with Disability Act to do something, well, in this case, that's why you if you want to maneuver these courts successfully, you know, you do How to Win in Court, and you just do all that research online, and you figure it out.
Yeah, one last thing. The guy I spoke with, he said, we are complying. We are absolutely complying. And I said, well, I don't think you are, so we're going to find out. I'm going to contact a lawyer and find out, because I don't think you are. I mean, oh, my gosh, he's already having to take Xanax because he's, you know, starts thinking about, I mean, he's been paralyzed since he was 20, and he's like 50-something now. So, you know, as he gets older, he's going to have, and he does very well when everything's working. He's very self-sufficient, you know, and he needs to be able to contact his workers and say, hey, you know, can you stop on your way over and get me this or that, you know? So you think it's a good cause? I mean, I think they're not complying is my point. So you think I could get somewhere with that? That's why I called.
Well, I actually don't know exactly their requirements. I think that's something you should research.
Okay.
Because I know a little bit about the Americans with Disability Act, but I don't know enough detail on it to know, you know, to find out the clause, you know, that would force them to comply. I think they are probably, you know, required to, but I can't say for certain or be able to cite that clause. That's a little research you could do.
Yeah, I'll do that for him.
Yeah,
I thought it was a good cause, and, you know, especially as he gets older. So they keep trying to get me to change, and I'm like, no, we like Spectrum. I'm going to keep Spectrum.
Oh, jeez,
yeah,
we don't like
Spectrum. Yeah, I was teasing, you know, I mean, I'll move if I have to, but I think they should be required to comply. So, all right, Angry.
Oh, forget Spectrum. Yeah, they need to be sued. I think they're really bad.
Oh, they are awful.
They're awful. Yeah. I have
all right.
TDS.
Yeah, they lie all the time. He goes, the old-timey phones, I said, are you familiar with the copper wire phones? Those didn't always work. I said, maybe not unless you paid your bill, but yeah, if there was a storm going on, you could pick up your phone and call whoever you wanted. So I'm like, how old are you anyway? You know, he didn't answer, but I don't think he knows what he's talking about, so... All right, Ingrid, mm-hmm. Thanks for taking my call. Have a good night.
Okay, you too.
Okay.
Thank you, Rhonda. Yeah, some things just need a little more research, I think. So, Luca, welcome to the show, Luca.
Oh, thank you so much. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Wow, okay, thank you. I still have more news items, but it's okay. I can always post stuff in the chat. One of the things, Luca, that really caught my attention. I'm really paying attention to the Arizona, what Carrie Lake is doing, and she's getting hung up in court. And to me, the really good news. Where is that? State Senator Wendy Rogers has figured out that the signature verification of voting machine failures put over 500,000 ballots into question, and she has tons of comparisons of their real signature in the ballot. Unbelievable. That's what's going to get it. This is the thing that's going to take it down. So anyway, I'll have that link out there. It's going to take it down, not the court. Okay.
Right, and you have music for going to the commercial?
Right, so just stay on to the next hour.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.